The Old Forge Hotel. We'll start at the second last paragraph on page 168. Alf took the drowned mouse from the woman's fingers. The man with the half beard and the woman with the shampoo hair stared at Alf's moth-bitten bellboy uniform. The faded light blue material was stained, the cuffs and collar fraying. Here and there, an unruly curl of his sandy hair pushed out from under the round hat perched at an angle on his head. "This place is disgraceful," said the man with half a beard. Alf's father shrugged. "It's a complete dump," said the woman with soap suds in her hair. Alf's father nodded, as if he was agreeing with them. "You should be ashamed of yourselves," said the white-haired woman in the dressing gown. "We are," said Tom Picton. "We're leaving," they announced at the same time. Alf couldn't let this happen. There were bills to pay, even if he had hidden most of them in the hedge. No more guests could be allowed to leave. He touched the edge of his tatty bellboy hat in salute and scurried off towards the kitchen, the mouse wrapped in his fingers. Alf's sister, Hattie, was standing next to the dishwasher, frozen to the spot, clutching a bread knife, the blade pointing into the air. Alf looked back to realise the kitchen door had not closed behind him. The guests were still staring, but this time they seemed more interested in Hattie than in him. "There!" Hattie yelled, directing her brother's alert green eyes to the wall opposite. Up on a high shelf, perched on an ancient rusting tin marked cake decorations, a big black crow peered down at them. Its beady stare was as full of contempt as the guests in reception. "That's for you," said Alf, passing his sister the mouse. Hattie looked at the dead animal and sighed. "Please, Alf," she said, "do something about the bird." Alf picked up a tea towel and with one graceful flick threw it over the crow. Then he jumped up on a chair and grabbed the creature. "Cardew," came a voice from outside. The back door from the garden opened and the hotel's oldest guest, Lord Craddock, stepped into the kitchen. "Where's that mad chef Cardew?" said Lord Craddock. "He was supposed to bring me my coffee." "He's on the roof, sir," said Alf. "What?" said Lord Craddock, his mouth hanging open under his white moustache. "Again?" Whenever anyone insulted his cooking, the hotel chef climbed up onto the hotel roof and stayed there sulking, sometimes for days on end. "He's been up there since breakfast," said Alf. "Someone complained that their egg was too runny."